All right, well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastors Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Banner Church. You can call home where we honor God, we love families, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Whew, we want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. You know how you prepare yourselves? A Super Bowl today. You know, you prepare yourselves and you're ready. Amen. So, you know what? He wants to bless you. Amen. Let him bless you. Amen. But be prepared to receive what he has for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about grow and go for Jesus this new year. Amen. We're only in the second month of a new year. So grow and go for Jesus. Amen. You gotta study to show yourself approved. And I got some good scriptures for you to see. Amen. So praise God. Grow and go for Jesus. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. But first of all, leave change. Leave a new person. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Like I said before, I think I said it last week. Just be a little sponge and sponge up. Just soak up all the word that's coming your way. I don't care if your neighbor behind you or in front of you. Don't get anything. But you know what? I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to just soak it all up, amen, because I want to grow and go for him this day and this new year, amen. So praise God. He's not finished with you yet. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available, and let's go for him, amen. Let go and let God, amen. Praise God. Know that you can do all things through him who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this world is going to try to stop you. Enemy is your only enemy. But you know what? He is going to try to use anyone and anybody to try to stop you. Amen. But you know what? Don't let nothing stop you. Amen. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. You know, he made you an original. So don't be a copy for nobody. Amen. Be who he made you to be. Amen. You are the original. Go and do for him. Praise God. Woo. So I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get started. And it goes like this. Be a God pleaser. Hallelujah. It says, be more concerned with what God thinks about you than what people think about you. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. God never told us to impress people. He only told us to love them. Don't confuse the command to love with the disease to please. Man, you need to write that down. Amen. Woo. Do not confuse the command to love with the disease to please. And shine for Jesus and go, grow and go for him. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to pray for you. We got to get you saved. Amen. I got another one for you. And it goes like this. Be a blessing. He didn't put you here to be a grouch. He put you here to be a blessing. It says, God loves you. God wants to see you delivered from every adverse situation. And you know, you got all these things facing you each and every day. We don't fight a physical battle. We fight a spiritual battle. And the mind is the battlefield. So that's why it's so important that we keep our minds renewed with what the Word of God says. Not what you hear, not what you see, but with the Word of God. Amen. It says he needs you and has a mission for you. He needs you and he has a mission for you. If nobody ever told you this before, now you know you are the church. You are the body of Christ. Amen. It's not your denomination. Amen. It's not anything else. You are the believer. You are the body of Christ. Amen. And you are going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. So he needs you and he has a mission for you. Who else is he going to use? He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And he wants to use you. Amen. You know, when you point a finger, point it back at you, you got three more pointing right back at you. You. You cannot minister to others when you're being held captive. Come on, decide now to be a blessing to others. Before you know it, you'll be blessed and receiving more from God than you ever dreamed. Be his servant. Be a giver. Be a giver of your time, love, and compassion for those who need it. God will take pleasure in pleasing you, and you are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Man, that's so important that you get this. You're blessed to be a blessing for somebody. Jesus came here and blessed us. And you know what? He was crucified, and what we did was crucify him. But before he left and surrendered himself back to the Father, he says, Father, forgive them. So if you haven't forgiven me, you know, now's the time. Say, forgive and forget. That's what he did. We need to do the same thing. Amen. And if sin is holding you back, confess it. Give it back to him. Give all this trash back to him. Amen. So you won't have to, these things don't hold you back and stop you from doing what God has already called you to do. He didn't call you here to sit and mope and grope and be mad. No. He put you here to be a winner, to be a champion, and to go and do for him. He said, grow and go for Jesus this day and this new year. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So be a blessing. It's not for you to keep it all. You got to give it out. It says, choose to please. Whoa. It says, choose to please him. Stop fearing the worldly race, the rat race, and what makes a solid decision to glorify God daily in your home, in your work, in your school, in your church, and everywhere. Wherever he places you. We're going to be talking a lot about this. If God puts you here, if God plants you here, just bloom and gloom for him. Amen. I mean, grow and go for him. Amen. Bloom wherever he puts you. Amen. Says, he places you. Remember that you are serving him. You are the body of Christ on a mission for him. Just remember that, you know, because if you don't renew your, this world is going to bombard you with all kind of negative stuff, you know, and you got to renew your mind, keep your mind renewed so that you can focus on what he wants you to do and go and fulfill what it is that he wants you to do. So he's put you here on a mission for him, and he'll reward you for your diligence and faithfulness. Do everything as you would do it for him, and you will find joy even in the most common tasks, big or small. The thing about it is, whether it's big or small, you know, the world says, well, if you ain't not doing nothing big, you ain't nobody. Well, for Jesus, whether it be big or small, he's going to get the glory and he's going to bless you. Amen. You're doing your part. Whatever part it is, big or small, just do it unto him and he's going to be pleased and he's going to bless you. Amen. Decide by your will to rejoice, to walk in peace, and to demonstrate his love and his compassion. You know, where's my Jesus glasses? Somebody hit them from me. But put your Jesus glasses on. And you know, you see things differently. You see things with his love and his compassion. Amen. And they're going to see Jesus just coming out of you. Amen. You love your actions. You know, it's just going to demonstrate his love and his actions. I mean, his compassion. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. So, you are the salt and light. He is with you to empower you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Choose to please him and imitate him. And we're going to read this in a few more minutes, but it says, Ephesians 5:1 says in the Amplified, therefore become imitators of God. Copy him. Follow his examples. Be well-beloved children. Imitate, like well-beloved children, imitate their fathers. So he's our heavenly father, and we're to imitate him. Amen. Man, you can't go wrong with that. Praise God. It blessed me already. Like I said, if it's not blessing you, we just got to get you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. Can you tell? Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo. Are you receiving, church? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Woo. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It says, grow and glow for Jesus this new year. And not only that, each and every day. Amen. So start every day rejoicing, glad, happy, motivated, stirred up, and ready. Man, I'm ready for the Super Bowl. Well, let's get ready for Jesus on a daily basis and be excited. You know what? He said he paid it all. He says he paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. But you know what? On a daily basis, I could be rejoicing. I could be glad, happy, motivated, stirred up, and ready to serve him with love and compassion and with a smile. We need to practice that more. Amen. You know how we look in the mirror all the time and make sure everything's right? Well, we got to make sure our smile is there. Amen. It attracts people. When you attract them, you can lead them to Christ. Amen. Ooh, Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Where he puts you is where he wants you. Oh, I said, man, we're going to Marfa? Oh, my God. What's in Marfa? Wherever he sends you. Amen. Says wherever he puts you, that's where he wants you. And be a shining light wherever you go. Amen. It doesn't matter. You know, we read all kind of good stories in the Bible. Amen. Grow means to mature, means to develop, means to produce, means to improve, bloom, and ripen in the things of God. Amen. So we need to mature. And how we do that is we get in the Word of God. So we read it and get it in us and meditate on it. And we start growing and maturing in the things of God. Amen. We always use a ladder, to get to where we want to go on the roof, on top of the house. But, you got to go one run at a time. You can't jump from the bottom to the top. One day at a time, we're maturing for him. We're growing and maturing for him. Amen. But we're growing. We're not the same. Amen. We can't stay the same. We're maturing. Amen. Praise God. Be happy where you are. The Bible says joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So quit frowning so much. I've got a scripture for you in a few minutes. Just be happy where you are. It says flowers, trees, cactus, plants, birds, whatever. Whatever he's created, grow and bloom where God plant them. I mean, they could be on the side of the house. They could be on our little crack on the sidewalk. Wherever they are, you know what? They're going to grow and they're going to bloom. And they're not complaining about, well, this is a bad place for me. No. They're just going to be happy and they're going to bloom. Let me see how I wrote it here. It says, they don't complain, they don't gripe or compete with each other. Say, hey, this is my sidewalk, get off the way. No, we're not fighting against each other. They just bloom very pretty or they're very happy. Amen. We need to learn from them. Amen. Because we're always competing instead of completing one another. I mean, we're on the same team. We're on a winning team. And there's no, team is a T-E-A-M. I'm getting way ahead of myself. But together, everyone achieves more. There's no I in team. Only I you see is in unity. When we come together in unity to serve him. Amen. Because unity, there's more power in unity. Amen. And we're a team united in him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Bless us me. It says, no matter what may be happening around you, no matter what the circumstances, what the conditions, what the situations, what the surroundings, you know what? It's snowing outside. It's raining outside. It's not going to dictate. The Bible says, rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, I can still pray. I can still have a great time. It's not going to dictate how I'm going to serve him. Amen. So whatever the situation, whatever the condition, the situation, or the surroundings, it's not going to affect me. Amen. Ooh, I got some scriptures for you. It says, grow and go for Jesus. Keep going. It says, have the right attitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. Have a winning attitude. As a child of God, know that you're on God's winning team. And have the right attitude. Have a winning attitude. We need to practice this more. You know, a lot of us are just always want to lose and do nothing. No, we got to get involved. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. This is our first one. And we read this. And you can mark these down and read them yourself. But Mark 16:15 through 18, New King James says what? And he said to them, go. That's two-thirds of God's name. He says, go where? Into all the world and preach the gospel to
every creature. And you know what? Everywhere you go, there's creatures. Everywhere you go, there's people. You can't get away from them. And you know, some of them people are not all saved. But your Christian walk is going to say a whole lot about you. I mean, if you walk around with a smile all the time, people are going to want to know, why are you always smiling? You got a lot of money. You got a lot of this. You got a lot of that. You go out and you do this. No, I have Jesus in my heart. I have Jesus in my life. And you share with them. They ask. So now they open the door for you to step in. Says, he who believes and is baptized will be what? Saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. We're talking believers, that us. And in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm. It will do no means harm, hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. As a child of God, you can do all this. Amen. You didn't know, well, he uses brother holy so-and-so. Or he uses a sister holy so-and-so. No, he wants to use you. He didn't put you here to lose. He didn't put you here to sit. He put you here to be involved. Amen. Be a participator, not just a spectator. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm ringing somebody's bell. Keep going. These are good. 2 Timothy 2:15. The modern English version says, study to show yourself approved by God, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. You got to get in it to find out what it says. And the New King James says this, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So we need to get in the word in order to get it in you. Amen. I've told you this so many times. But that beautiful car sitting outside, a beautiful truck sitting outside, it's a great tool. And it takes you where you want to go. But if you don't put no fuel in it, it's just going to sit there. Amen. You got to put some fuel in it. We got to put some fuel in ourselves. We got to get the word in us, the overflowing, so it could come out of us. What's going to come out of you? I'm full of the word. So guess what's going to come out? The word of God. Amen. That's all I got. Man, I used to be a cussing champ. And I still know them. But I don't let them out. But you know what's going to come out if you let it. Well, I want the word of God to come out. And I got to get full of it for it to overflow and come out of me, out of my innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. But I don't let them cuss words come out anymore. Ask Patricia. She'll tell you. Praise God. Okay, go ahead. One more. It says, Psalms 1:3 in New Living Translation says, they are like trees planted by the river banks, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Amen. What's going to come out of me? The word of God. I'm right by the banks of the river. Amen. Ooh. The New King James says, they shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in due season. In its season. Since those leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. You're talking about you. Amen. But we got to stay connected to the source. We got to stay connected to the vine. He's the vine and we're the branches. But we got to stay connected. Man, you cut the vine and you lose. You're fighting a spiritual battle without him. Without him, you lose. With him, you win. Amen. Without him, it's impossible. With him, it's possible. Amen. Ooh, man, can't get no better than that. Again, we talked about this a few minutes ago, but Psalms 118:24 says this. This is the day, easy to read, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Amen. Don't let conditions, situations, circumstances, so your surroundings dictate what kind of day you're going to have. Amen. Oh, man, it's Monday. Only time we're happy is when, thank God it's Friday. I get the weekend off. Well, we need to say that about every day. This is the day, Monday. This is the day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it because the greater one is in me. Amen. Ooh.
Man, I'm happy. New King James says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We, I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it." You personalize that. Yeah. But don't let nobody tell you, man, and let you know how doom and gloom this day is going to be. No. Or you're going to read it or you're going to hear it. No. I already know. We had a good talk this morning. Lord woke me up, and I praised and worshiped Him. And He told me, "This is the day I've given you, so rejoice and be glad in it. I'm with you. I never leave you nor forsake you." Man, I am ready. Man, bring on the giants. Giants see me, and they run the other way. So David ran to the giant. Well, you know, when the giants see me coming, they run the other way. I submit myself to God. I resist Him. And He says He's got to flee. Means He's running. Amen. So you can do the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jeremiah 8 and 10, you said, B, that's just the bottom part of it. Okay, it's got more to it. But it says, "Do not be dejected and sad." He says, "For the joy of the Lord," for the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Nehemiah. That's what I said. I'll just see if you was paying attention there. Nehemiah 10, New King James says, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Amen. And we need that strength on a daily basis. Not just once in a while, but on a daily basis. Because you know what? The enemy don't take breaks. Amen. And you don't take breaks. Well, you know, no, you got to be strong in Him all the time. Amen. And the next one says attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So have the right attitude. Have a godly attitude. Have a Jesus attitude. Amen. Have a winning attitude. So bad attitude is like a flat tire. Yeah, can't go anywhere until you change it. You know, you wake up and you're mad because it's Monday. And you're going somewhere to happen with a bad attitude. No, they don't need to know that. You get yourself right and change that attitude before you go anywhere. Amen. You don't want to go anywhere with that frown. We got to put a smile on our face and say, "Thank you, Lord, for waking me. Thank you for this new day. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I am so joyful. I am so happy. I just want to be a blessing to somebody." And you know what? You will. Amen. Whew. Then they're not ready for this. They're ready for bloom and gloom, you know, bloom and doom, you know. But you bring in the good news. Amen. Whew. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. It says, "Don't let anyone or any circumstances take you out of your peace. You bring them into your peace." And you see what the bottom says? Many failed. Many fail here. Amen. So you bring them into your peace. That's what Jesus did. Amen. We need to copy Him, imitate Him. Amen. Even at the cross, He forgave them. Say, "Father, forgive them." Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. None of us have gone to anything like He went through. And you know what? Here's the thing is, He left the perfect heaven to come and be sacrificed. And He already knew He was going to be sacrificed. Amen. So, imitate Him. Hallelujah. It says, "A part-time believer is no match to a full-time devil." You know what? If you're not studying, if you're not getting the word in you, you're only being a part-time. Amen. You come once in a while, once every 3 months or once a year, you know. The church, you're only part-time. And the enemy's full-time. You're no match to the devil. He's going to have you in a heartbeat. Amen. Why is this always happening to me? Because you're not loving and having compassion and having God in you on a daily basis. Amen. The Apostle Paul was in prison most of his life. A very well-educated man, full of God. Not mad, not sad, and not unhappy. He was happy, content. Happy and content is gratified, satisfied, and pleased. He was in prison most of his life. And guess what? Prison was never in him. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament in prison. So, man, he, praise God, God used him. So don't say, "Well, God can't use me." He was in prison, and God used him. Amen. Peter denied him 3 times, and God used him. Jesus used him mightily, and he brought thousands into the kingdom of God. So don't say, God can't use me. Don't disqualify what God has already qualified. Amen. The world will disqualify you, but God says, I have already qualified you. When you see yourself the way he sees you, you can't go wrong. Amen. Amen. Just the body of Christ, the church. Know this, who you are in Christ. You're the body of Christ, the church, not denominations. You watching, you listening. We're not talking denominations. We're the body of Christ. We're the church. Amen. Church, believers who have confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So I have a lot of brothers and sisters in other denominations, but when we come together, we are the body of Christ. Amen. He says, for God so loved the world. Amen. He also says that no one comes to the Father except through me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Not through denominations, but through his church. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. What you got there, Carmen? Lord have mercy. 1 Corinthians 12:27 through 31 in the Message by translation says this. I'm going to read it to you. Listen. It says, you are Christ's body. If nobody ever told you, you're Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Don't forget it. Who you are in Christ. It says, only as you accept your part of that body does your part mean anything. You're familiar with some of the parts that God has formed in his church, which is his body. It says, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. Christ's church is a complete body. And he uses a physical body because this body has many parts to it, from the inside and outside. There's many parts to it, but it's only one body. We're the body of Christ. There's many parts to it, but it's only one body. Amen. Man, we gotta get this. It's not all apostles, not all prophets, not all miracle workers, not all healers, not all prayers in tongues, not all interpret of tongues. And yet, some of you keep competing. Be who God made you to be. You don't have to compete against anybody, especially in the body of Christ. Just be the best you can be and serve him and do it unto him. Amen. You don't have to compete. Big or small, I don't have to do, you know. I can't do, my foot can't do what the hands do. My eyes can't do what the ears do. Amen. Or whatever part you want to compete, you can't compete. But together we're united and we can do all things through Christ. Amen. Ooh, I can't explain it better than that. But it says, and some of you keep competing for so-called important parts. But now I want to lay out a far better way for you. Know that your part is important to him. Say, Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Good. He's going to bless you. Amen. Praise God. It says, don't compare or compete, but complete one another. Big or small, doesn't matter. What matters is you are part faithfully with passion, with gratitude unto him. Remember this. Remember, team is together. Everyone achieves more. His team never loses. Be victorious in him. Amen. And there's no I in the word team. But there is an I in the word unity. So as a team, we work together in unity. Amen. So, man. Hallelujah. New King James says, Colossians 3:23-24 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Again, we talked about not being man pleasers, but being God pleasers. Amen. 24 says, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Amen. And I threw in the bottom part so you can see that he don't forget your labor of love. Amen. Hebrews 6:10 says, New King James, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. He's not, you don't forget. The Bible says when Stephen was stoned to death, you know, the Bible says Jesus sits at the right hand of God, interceding for us, praying for us. But he says when Stephen was stoned, says Jesus stood up. And you know what? He knows the number of all your hairs on your head. He knows everything about you. He knows the good and he knows all the bad things about you. But he still loves you the most. Amen. And if something happens to you, he's going to stand up. And he's going to be there for you. He let him fight for you. But you got to let him. Amen. Ooh, man, if that don't bless you again, we got to get you saved. God has called us. God has set us. God has gifted us. Do your best to honor him. Amen. Even at the cross, Jesus honored us and told the Father, forgive him. Amen. Even though we crucified him. So go shine for him. Let your light shine for him. Oh, my God. What you doing, Carmen? What's the next one? What's the next one? There you go, right there. Okay. Matthew, that's the one I wanted. Oh, thank you, Lord. Matthew 5:16 says, New King James says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. They're going to see the goodness showing through you. Man, you're going to speak your testimony. You're going to let your light shine. And you know what? They're going to see Jesus. When they see me, they see Jesus. Amen. Because I'm imitating him. I'm not just trying to do my own thing. You know? Amplify says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see the good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Praise God. Do your best. You know what? God sent his best. For God so loved the world, he gave his best. Jesus gave his best. He was allowed to be sacrificed. He left the perfect heaven to come to earth and be crucified. So now we can give him our best. Amen. So remember that. Praise God. Okay, go back to the other one, Carmen. Oh, don't scare me like that. And you mark this down and you go read it for yourself in your Bible. Amen. But it says 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verses 12 through 18. New King James says, 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members are of one body. Again, this body has many members, many parts to it, but one body. And that's how God wants ourselves to see ourselves the way he sees us. We may be many parts that he uses, the body of Christ, the church. But there's only one body, his body. Amen. 13 says, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free. You have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in the fact that the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body. If therefore not of the body, and if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body. It is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were one eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smell? But now God has set every member, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. He's pleased with you and he set you where you are. But he's pleased and you see yourself the way he sees you. Amen. You're part of the body. You're born again and you're part of God's body. And God wants to use you. Amen. He wants you to participate and be involved. Don't let anybody, no person or the world tells you that you're not part of him, because you are. So see yourself the way he sees you. Grow where God has set you and bloom where he has planted you. Too many people live a discouraged life because they don't like where they are. Always fighting, being negative, complaining, grouchy, irritable. Always wanting to be somewhere else or doing something else.
When you have peace in Him and know who you are in Him and whose you are, you don't have any. You don't have this problem, because I am pleased wherever He puts me. Amen. The key thing is grow, mature, bloom where you are planted, where He plants you. Be the best you can be where you are. Put a smile on your face and give your frown a break. A lot of us need to practice this all the time, man. I'm not going there. But, you know, smile will make you a better witness. Smile attracts. People want to be around you. Frown distracts. People don't want to be around you. Smile shows His love and His compassion. Hey, amen. You don't need your glasses on. You just have it in you. You have His love and His compassion, and it's going to show. How are you going to show it? With your smile. Amen. You're happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. No matter what the surroundings are saying. It says, believe. Believe is your smile the best. They know the truth, and the truth sets them free from worldly lies. Amen. What are you going to believe? What the Word says or what the world says? Amen. If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. That's not for me. Amen. I'm not receiving that. Amen. Believers should be the happiest people on earth. Why? Again, because we know the truth. And the truth is going to set us free from all the traps the enemy can bring. What the world can lie to you. Amen. It says, be good, be kind, even if they're not good or kind to you. Be grateful where you're living, even if it's not where you want to be. Amen. When I was joining the military, they sent me places I didn't want to be at. But you know what? The greater one was with me. Amen. Woo. Oh, my God. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I want to be, and I'm going to be the best I can be wherever He puts me. Amen. So I'm not trying to be people pleaser. I'm going to be a God pleaser. And I'm going to do, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Woo. Nothing in life happens to us, but it happens for us. Keep the right, positive, smiling attitude. When things happen to us, instead of having a bad attitude or complaining, our attitude should be, Lord, and we'll close with this. It says, Lord, I may not like this, but I know I'm here in your divine plan. Amen. So wherever you find yourself, Lord, I don't like it here, but I know that I'm in your divine plan. And He's not going to take His hand from you, and He's going to use you wherever you happen to be. Amen. So, hallelujah. And we got plenty more to go for next week. Remember, we're talking about grow and go for Jesus this new year. But we can do that on a daily basis. Grow and go for Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. And He wants to use you. So don't let no one tell you He's not going to use you anymore. He didn't tell Peter that. Say, well, you denied Him 3 times, so He can't use you anymore. Peter knew when he denied Him 3 times. Jesus said, before the night is over, you'll deny Me 3 times. And the 3rd time he said it, no, I'm not one of His. He turned, and Jesus turned, and they looked at each other. But Jesus, you know, He's got a calling for you. One of these days you're going to stand there for Him, and He's going to ask you, why didn't you do what I told you to do? And he put a calling on you, and He's not going to take His call from you. Amen. You just find out what it is and serve Him well. Because He's called you, and He's not going to take it away from you. So, hallelujah. Do you receive, church? Praise God. So you're watching, amen. So, listen, can't get no better than that. Best way to do it is be on the winning side. You enjoy God's team. You know what? If you haven't asked Him to come into your heart, now's the time. Say, Lord, I've been running from You. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I repent of all my sins. I want to be Yours. I don't want to be on Your winning team. Amen. You know what? He didn't push you away. You pushed yourself away. He went to the cross for you. and we've been running from him. Now it's time to come back. If you're running from him, if you've accepted him before and you're running from him now, just say, Lord, I repent. I want to come back to you. He'll take you back. He says, hey, get up and press on. He told the lame man, says, get up, be healed. And then he says, press on. Amen. So, hallelujah, praise God. If you got sickness in your body, he didn't put it there. He ain't got no sickness in heaven to give you. He put it on Jesus at the cross. He put the stripes on his back. All you have to say is, by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. No malfunctions in my body. My body functions in just the way he created it. So sickness, I rebuke you and I command you to go. By Jesus' stripes, I'm well and I'm healed. And I'm going to press on healed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. And it's time to give. You go to our website. It says NBCBigBen.com. Press that donate button. If you go mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you. Remember, he wants you to grow and go for him on a daily basis. Amen. God bless you, and we love you. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. Bless the give and the giver, Lord. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing we're not able to contain, Father. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.